Frequency cast. Special report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete.
And this is Carl from Frequency Cast, the UK's TV and technology podcast.
For Frequency Cast show number 72, we took a look at Netflix, the new video on demand product that launched in January 2012. Here's the full version of the feature that appeared in Frequency Cast 72.
Frequency Cast, now loading. Focus.
Right, Pete, talk to me about this Netflix thing that's just been launched.
Well, it's a US import that's out there trying to win that very crowded video on demand space, and we've been putting it through its paces. It's only been out a couple of weeks, and we've given it a little bit of a try.
And what do we think? Is it going to wipe the floor with the competition?
Well, we've enlisted the help of one of our regular listeners, Mike, and asked him to give it a try. First off, we asked Mike if he'd ever heard of Netflix.
Actually, I did have an idea about Netflix from some friends over in the States, and was quite interested to hear that it's coming over to our good selves.
Right, well, the service is now live, and you've been sitting here playing around on our little Android tablet for the last hour or so with Netflix, and first impressions would be great, please.
Netflix, yes, I like the look of Netflix. First impressions are similar to Apple TV. It's a nice interface, very easy to use. There are some very interesting films on there at first glance.
So just a quick explanation of what Netflix is. It's an on-demand streaming video service. It has a whole bunch of content from people like the BBC and ITV, as well as the movie companies MGM, Miramax, NBC, Paramount and Sony, and it's a completely streaming service. You can watch it on a PC or on a Mac, on a games console. You're a games man, are you?
Yes, I have an Xbox 360.
So it will work with an Xbox 360. I also saw a Wii sitting over there as well.
Oh yes, sir, I have a Wii. Haha.
So yes, Netflix will work on an Xbox 360, PS3 or a Wii. It'll also work on some internet-enabled tellies, particularly the Samsung ones. Obviously, Apple TV is part of that, or on an Apple device or on an Android device as well. There's quite a lot of ways of watching Netflix. Okay, well, if you just pass me the tablet there, let's just have a look at the Netflix interface. You can get yourself a 28-day free trial, which is actually what we're testing with, which gives us full access to everything for 28 days, and you can watch as much content as you want, which is rather nice.
That's the thing I like, is the cost. Obviously, with the Apple TV, the films can be up to approximately £4. So one film for £4, or as many as you can cram into a month for six, that sounds good.
Now, what you do when you first sign up to Netflix for your free trial is it asks you a few questions, what kind of stuff you're interested in, and it gives you a list of movies that you can rate. From that, it will come up with your suggested content. Now, I've done this for me, and apparently my top choices are Doctor Who, Con Air, Scrubs, Air Force One, and Fawlty Towers. Now, some of that I can grant you is probably fairly close to me. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy comes up. Classic film. You into Hitchhikers?
Absolutely superb. The recent film was really, really good. And I do hear there's something live going on in the future.
Ah, the original radio crew are out and about doing a tour around the UK at the moment. I have my tickets for a local production, and I'm really looking forward to seeing Arthur Dent in the flesh. So I think, really, if you're looking at spending £6 a month to use this service, you are going to be obviously trying to put it through its paces and work out what good content's on there. Now, this is the thing I find slightly frustrating, is it doesn't have an awful lot of current content.
My view is it's offsetting the price. I mean, someone who spends a lot of time watching movies could watch quite a lot of movies in a month for £6. I think that is a bargain. Yeah, it could be a little frustrating not having up-to-date movies on there, but looking through the availability at this time, some very good content on there, so I don't think I would complain.
On your big widescreen telly here, we can see what's on offer on Apple TV, and there's some very current stuff. So we've got the Inbetweeners movie, The Smurfs, Final Destination 5, Transformers, Red State, Puss in Boots. There's some very current content on Apple TV. What we're finding here, though, is movies that are a good 3 or 4 years out of date. Although I have to say, what's on Netflix for TV shows is very good. Like the entire run of things like Nighty Night or Arrested Development or The Office. So you can watch multiple series all again for your $5.99.
Definitely moving round to the Netflix side of things. I like their thinking. And I like the way it's presented. And Apple TV, It does have latest releases on it, but I'm edging towards the Netflix there, Pete.
Interesting. So he's keen. What about you?
Well, I have to say, the video playback is really, really good. But the age of some of those films, I mean, 3-, 4-, and 5-year-old films, may put a lot of people off. Although, $5.99 for a month, all you can eat, is actually pretty nice for a video service.
Okay, yeah. What's everyone else doing at the moment, though?
Well, the obvious competition isn't really the Apple TV service. It's actually Love Film.
Oh, yeah. And what do they offer?
Well, this is a bit of a weird one. They do a mix of postal DVD rentals and online downloads. Now, Love Film isn't available on as many platforms as Netflix, but they do start at the same price, $5.99. Although, for that $5.99, rather than all-you-can-eat content, what they do is they post you 3 DVDs in the post and let you get 2 hours of streaming download. It doesn't really compare that well to all-you-can-eat.
No, but hopefully Love Film will catch up.
Well, they actually do have an unlimited service, which is $9.99 a month, and their movie content does actually seem to be a little bit more current. And in the last few days, they've announced that they'll be taking shows from ABC, which will make their offering a little bit better.
Yeah, fair enough. They're on their way then.
It is worth pointing out, though, that with any of these streaming video services, they can wallop your download allowance. So do make sure you are on an unlimited broadband download package. Otherwise, you could be incurring all sorts of nasty costs.
All good advice.
We hope you enjoyed our quick look at Netflix. For more information, go to frequencycast.co.uk/netflix.html. If you like what you've heard from FrequencyCast today, please sign up and get our shows for free. Here's a little summary of what we've been up to recently.
What have you got there?
This is the hottest bit of kit.
Usually the station ham radio is operated by those astronauts who stay on station several months at a time.
Have the top-up TV anytime box. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
We're measuring Carl's EEG. His retention level was in sort of the bottom third.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
And in breaking news, it looks like a new Freeview HD channel will be with us soon.
This year's European Podcast Award 2010.
The winner for the non-profit is Frequency Cast.
After 200 yards, turn right.
We've just officially been given the world record for the lightest touchscreen mobile phone in the world.
I can send a text to Frequency Cast for you.
That's true, I can now control my TV from my iPhone.
Now, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Hi there, I'm Susie Perry from The Gadget Show, listening to Frequency Cast.
Each show, we cover the latest in TV and tech news, as well as looking at new products and services and answering listeners' emails. Our shows are free, and you can get new shows automatically from iTunes or your favourite podcatcher. Keep your ears open for our next tantalising take on technology at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.